This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A suspected missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has set a ship ablaze in the Gulf of Aden. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
Israel said Thursday that it intercepted what appeared to be another Houthi attack near the Israeli port city of Eilat. Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi on Thursday said they are escalating attacks on seagoing vessels, which are being carried out in solidarity with the Palestinians in the Gaza war. The Red Sea, Arabian Sea, and Gulf of Aden operations are ongoing, escalating, effective, and impactful. The enemy has failed to prevent them, and they have been unable to limit or reduce them. Meanwhile, the Houthis have not immediately claimed Thursday's attack. They typically acknowledge results they conduct hours afterward. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Israeli strikes in Gaza kill 48 as fears mount over humanitarian crisis and West Bank violence. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A flurry of seven Israeli strikes hit Rafah, one of them flattening a large mosque and devastating much of the surrounding block. Footage from the scene showed Al-Farouk Mosque pancaked to the ground, with its concrete domes tumbled around it and nearby buildings shattered. Another strike hit a residential home in Rafah, sheltering the Al-Shaer family, killing several people, including a mother and her child. The Israeli offensive in Gaza continues amid a worsening humanitarian crisis and potential starvation in the territory. The foreign ministers of 26 European countries have called for a pause in fighting, leading to a longer ceasefire. They urged Israel not to take military action in Rafah that they say would worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Karen Shamas.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.